Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for today, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. We call this part of the year Ordinary Time because it's not included in the special seasons of Advent, Christmas, Lent, or Easter. We'll also join in the celebration for the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, on Sunday, January 25. St. Paul was born a Jew in Tarsus, a Roman city, probably just a couple of years into what we now call the Christian era. At his circumcision, he was given the Hebrew name Saul, and thereafter he was sent to Jerusalem to receive an education in the Mosaic Law. Saul was an excellent student, and as a Pharisee, he was respected for his great intellect and enthusiasm for the Jewish faith and traditions. Because of Saul's great zeal for Jewish law and traditions, he was very upset about his Jewish brethren who were following the New Way, as Christianity was first called. So, thinking that he was serving God, Saul became the worst enemy of Christians, hunting them down and dragging them out of their homes, imprisoning them, and even having them killed. In fact, Saul was a witness to the stoning of the first Christian martyr, St. Stephen. Because Saul was a leader, he stood by and watched as those stoning Stephen laid their cloaks at his feet. It's very likely that it was Saul who ordered Stephen to be stoned. While drawing his last breath, Stephen called out for God to forgive those who were stoning him. St. Augustine later declared that had Stephen not prayed, the church would never have had the great apostle Paul, for it was Stephen's prayer that planted the seed which later helped Saul on his path to conversion. Saul's conversion to Christianity on the road to Damascus, where he was going to persecute other Jews who had embraced Jesus, has become the archetype of such changes of heart. The blinding light that knocked him off his horse, the voice of Jesus, his temporary blindness so that he could regain his vision with his new mission, the opposite of the one he had started with, his years of isolation in the Arabian desert, his seeking out Peter in Jerusalem to bless his efforts, his renaming himself Paul, his writing fully a quarter of the New Testament, his endless travels and evangelizing, all these point to his status as the greatest missionary in the history of the church. Although not one of the original apostles, Paul never met Jesus. He was nevertheless the last word in evangelizers and missionaries. Now, as always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Orlando de Lasso, who is our featured composer all this month of January. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. We'll hear 4 of these today, the introit or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, which is sung after the first reading, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for Communion, and the Communion, sung during the distribution of those gifts. Today's introit, chanted by the Schola Gregoriana Mediolanensis in Milan, Italy, is Adorate Deum, Adore God, from Psalm 97.
Amen.
was today's introit, Adore God. The next bit of the Mass proper is the gradual. Today's text is Timebunt Gentes, the Gentiles shall fear, from Psalm 101. This is sung for us by Slovakian chant scholar Marek Klein. That was our gradual for this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, Timebunt Gentes. Now we'll get into the Mass Ordinary, so-called because its order never changes, regardless of the week of the church year. The composer, as I mentioned earlier, is the Netherlandish composer Orlando di Lasso. Here's the Kyrie of his Missa Dixit Joseph from the Book of Exodus. The performers are members of Cinquecento, a male ensemble based in Vienna.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of the Misa Dixit Yosef, a piece written more than 500 years ago. The performers were Cinquecento. The second part of the Mass Ordinary, the Gloria, follows directly after the Kyrie, so here again are Lasso's music and the members of Cinquecento.
Thank you.
Was the Gloria of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Dixit Iosef. Now we'll take a break from our Mass order for a motet by Orlando di Lasso, Veni Creator Spiritus, translated as Come Creator Spirit, and sung for us by Die Singphoniker, a Munich-based male quintet.
Sir.
That was Orlando di Lasso's motet, Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Creator Spirit. The next singing in today's Mass is the Credo, or Nicene Creed, of the Ordinary. Here's Lasso's Mass setting, again sung by Cinquecento.
Thank you.
That was the credo of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Dixit Joseph. Next up today is our offertory proper, Dextera Domini, referring to the right hand of the Father. Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina set this as a lovely motet. Here it is, sung by the Sistine Chapel Choir, which Palestrina sang in and then later directed. Was a motet by Palestrina, our offertory proper for this feast of the conversion of St. Paul. Now we return to our ordinary for today with the Sanctus, which incorporates the Benedictus and an Osana, again performed by Cinquecento.
Oh.
That was a Sanctus of the Missa Dixit Josef by Orlando Di Lasso. During the Benedictus of the Sanctus, the celebrating priest will have finished blessing the gifts. Now he and the congregation say the Our Father. After this comes the final part of the ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, we'll hear Lasso's beautiful setting sung by Cinquecento. Was the final part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, in its setting by Orlando Di Lasso. And with this, our Mass is ended. We do, however, have time for another wonderful motet, this one by the Spanish High Renaissance master Tomás Luis de Victoria. It's on the same text as the one we heard earlier by Lasso, Veni Creator Spiritus. The performers this time are the estimable British ensemble, The 16.
Thank you.
Today's closing motet by Tomás Luis de Victoria. And with it, we come to the end of today's broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, celebrating the work of the Apostles. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, when we honor the venerable Feast of Candlemas, celebrating the presentation of our Lord in the Temple and officially ending the Christmastide season. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 334. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Matthew Drendel for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very pleasant Sunday afternoon and evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.